Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Friday, June 2nd edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we are about to talk about Wonder Woman in a non-spoiler way. This will be our safe, non-spoiler review. We won't get into specifics or anything like that, or details of plots or that kind of thing. We will be doing that tomorrow. Today, we're just going to give you our thoughts on the film. So did you have any thoughts on the film, Zach?
I had a couple thoughts on the film. One of those thoughts was, this film is amazing. we've been hyping this movie up for quite a while. And, you know, you always hope that the film is going to live up to your expectations. And you try not to have expectations. You just want to see the film for itself. But obviously you do, because you're a person. And I think I can confidently say that this movie lived up to my expectations and then surpassed them quite a few times in the film. And it's absolutely beautiful the whole time through, even when there's some, you know, dark, gritty scenes of war and stuff. But it's still a beautifully, beautifully made film.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought it's just a fantastic, well-made, beautifully shot. It's just awesome. I think you said, there was nothing you couldn't think of right when you walked out. You said that you couldn't think of anything you would change.
Yeah.
I might have a few minor nitpicks that would be getting into spoilers, but overall, this is awesome. I don't really have any serious complaints about the film. I would say that, I'm not going to rank it or anything right now, like in terms of overall DC films and everything like that, or the history of comic book movies, that kind of thing. But I think, I did want to say it definitely, I think it absolutely deserves to stand up next to like Richard Donner's Superman and Tim Burton's Batman as fantastic origin stories for those big three DC characters. And just a great example of, oh, you want to know why Wonder Woman's awesome? Watch this. I think it encapsulates that so greatly. We'll see if it has the staying power of those films. You know, it's obviously tough to judge that, but I think it absolutely is in the same class in terms of quality and just a fantastic all around film.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, this is, I don't know if I could think of a better way to introduce this character, to really flesh this character out for the first time on the big screen. Obviously we saw a few minutes of her in Batman versus Superman, and those few minutes were awesome. And, you know, most people really enjoyed that, myself included. So if you liked what you saw in that, you were really going to like this film, I think. Really get a deeper dive into who this character is and some of the heroics that make up this character, and definitely some of the action and fighting and training that this character has gone through to become one of the most powerful superheroes that we have seen in film so far.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's a film that people will love, and young people, it's someone, Diana is someone that young people can look up to, or old people can look up to. A very inspirational film, and I think it's got more heart than pretty much any film I've seen in a long time. I don't remember caring this much about, you know, supporting characters, supporting cast, from from all the way from Diana Prince down to small characters that only get a smaller role, but made a lasting impact. I was surprised at how much I cared about all of those characters.
Yeah. And we talked about this when we first walked out of the theater too. It's exactly that, is that there's a lot of times in films, there's these, you know, the smaller supporting characters, like you said, and maybe don't really end up caring that much about them, because even if they're given the same amount of time as they were given in this film, I think what they did with that time, they used it very wisely. They set up the characters in believable and relatable ways, and in ways that made you care about them, like you said. So yeah, I was very, very impressed with that. Just all of the character work, especially Wonder Woman, Diana Prince, and Steve Trevor, the dynamic that they have, and just the arcs that they gave both of those characters, and I don't know, the way they interact with the smaller characters too. I really liked both of them. I think they did just an outstanding job.
Absolutely. Those two, the chemistry is very good. very believable. You know, they get to act in, you know, they get, yeah, without getting spoilery, they get a lot to do in different ways, in surprising ways. And it's, it was very great seeing their relationship throughout the film.
Yeah. Chris Pine and Gal Gadot just knocked out of the park.
Yeah. Chris Pine's great. Fantastic in it. But Gal Gadot, like, what I love about this, if this were a different film, if you removed Wonder Woman from this film, it could be a really awesome World War One action film starring Steve Trevor. But having said that, at no point is this Steve Trevor's film. It's 100% Wonder Woman's film, and Gal Gadot really carries the load.
Yeah, for sure. And I know some people were worried that, you know, she didn't have that much acting experience, or they just weren't sure based on what they had seen. I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are no, you don't need to worry about it. She is a very good actress.
And she really just embodies the character. And everything the character stands for. And you get a feeling of the character's values just from her facial expressions or small little things she does in addition to, you know, the important dialogue and that kind of thing.
Yeah. One of the other things that really stood out in this film for me too was the humor. It's I think it was placed well, and I think pretty much everything, I don't know, I could probably say that everything landed, everything that was supposed to be humorous. And there was quite a few just actually laugh out loud. The whole audience in the theater was laughing pretty loudly moments in this film that I wasn't exactly expecting. I thought there was going to be more humor, but they delivered on it, and they did a really great job without taking away from some of the more serious moments in the film.
Yeah, I thought there was great humor throughout, and I thought it never felt out of place, and it felt very natural with the story they were telling, and it never once took away from the, you know, this is a World War One film. They never took away from the seriousness when it needed to, from the serious moments, and you still felt the weight of the war when that time was right. And that's just the thing about this. I thought it was such a well-balanced film. You know, it's very funny at times, but when it needs to be serious, it is serious. And yeah, I just thought they struck a terrific balance for it.
Yeah, definitely. And there are people who will complain sometimes, I think, about saying that a film is unbalanced because there is a wide range of emotions in it. And they'll say, oh, it's swinging back and forth between, like, are we supposed to be sad and serious, or is this a funny and lighthearted film? But, you know, that doesn't really reflect the actual human condition and what goes on in real life. Like, there are times in the middle of sadness and sorrow and terrible things that you just have to laugh. And there still is good and funny things happening in the world, even amidst all the terrible things that happen. And I mean, obviously this is still a film. It's not like, it doesn't showcase that perfectly, but I think they did a very good job, like you said, of showing a pretty wide range of emotions and putting them in appropriate places. You never, when there are stakes, you never feel like those stakes aren't real because there is some unneeded humor going on during it. Some films, it's really hard. I don't make films, so I'm slow to criticize, but there are definitely films, I think, that sometimes it try to inject some humor into their more serious moments, and it ends up making the stakes not feel that real, because you're like, oh, well, everything's okay because all the characters are laughing and having a good time in the middle of this thing that looks really terrible. I don't think this film falls into that trap.
Yeah. And like I said, it all comes back to that balance. And I always talk about how I love how DC has such a vast tone and type of film. Every film feels different from everything, you know, that came before it. But I would say, like, if I probably had to pick one type of film, this one is right up my alley in terms of the balance between humor and, you know, if they only had one tone going forward, which I don't want, the balance between humor and stakes was just ideal for me. And, you know, other things without getting into specifics, I would say the Amazon's Themyscira is beautiful. Loved every second we got of that.
Yeah, it truly is Paradise Island. It looks amazing. We've seen plenty of it in the trailers. You get to see even more, and it does not disappoint.
Not enough. That's something I would have, like, obviously the whole film is not set on Themyscira. That's not a spoiler, but you know what we did get. I didn't want to leave. I'm like, well, can we stay a little longer? You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to see more of that world. Yeah. What if you had to pick some nitpicks? Are there anything that would stand out without getting into spoilers?
Without getting into spoilers, I know I did just praise all of the supporting cast smaller characters. There is one character. I don't know if I should mention which characters. I won't, just so you don't go in. If you can go in without thinking about it, and you can just make your own decision. But there is one of the side characters that I just didn't connect with that much. But that being said, that was one small character out of all of the other ones. And so it never took me out of the film. I understood what they're trying to do. And I guess it just didn't work for me that much. But that is maybe like the smallest nitpick. And I don't know what I would have done to change it. Because I think the character is still necessary, and fits in with how the character is supposed to act. But I don't know. Other than that, no. Like I said last night, I can't really think of anything, especially like plot, action, story-wise.
That we haven't even mentioned the action, which right. is just insane. I don't know how we got this far and didn't mention it, but the action is fantastic.
Yeah, there's stuff that you didn't see in the trailers that are just as cool, if not cooler, than some of the stuff you see in the trailers of, I don't know, where Patty Jenkins got these ideas. I'm sure Zack Snyder helped her, but I'm sure a lot of it is just her because it's her film. And there are some very, very unique, awesome, cool, new, fresh visuals that we have never seen before in action sequences that, I don't know, if they can keep being this inventive, like, there's some crazy stuff they can do.
Yeah, and I think Patty Jenkins overall just crushed it in this film.
Oh, yeah.
And, her imprint is all over this film from everything about it. So I think she crushed it, and obviously everybody else involved with it. Yeah, if I had to nitpick one thing, I would say that there's a couple points where it slows down. The film kind of slows down. I don't think, having said that, I don't know anything that I would cut. I think it's all necessary. There's nothing where I'm like, yeah, that's just fluff or that didn't really need to be there. We could do without that. But yeah, like I said, if it was maybe a few minutes shorter, maybe it was a little tight. It would be a little tighter and a little maintain the momentum. But I don't think those moments are bad enough to where it's a significant gripe.
Yeah. And a really even smaller thing, too, is the score. And I think this is just me asking for too much. Like, I had just finished watching Batman versus Superman again before watching this, and it has such an amazing Hans Zimmer Junkie XL score that it was stuck in my head, and the score for this film isn't stuck in my head, but that I also have only ever heard it one time, and right. So on repeat I'll go listen to it, and on repeat viewings I'm sure I'll catch more things. And I've talked before how I'm a weirdo, I guess. Everybody else loves it, but I don't really like Wonder Woman's theme that much with the electric guitar and whatnot.
It's a cello. But
the way they used it in this film, right? The cello, sorry. The way they electrified cello. The way they used it in this film was really good. Yeah. So I actually ended up liking it the way they used it.
Yeah, I was curious what you would think about that, because I would say I really liked, you know, without getting into it, I really liked the way they used the theme in the film. I thought that was really cool use of it, other than the like just the traditional ways you would have expected to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, anything else non-spoiler you want to get into?
We haven't really talked about the bad side of the film, like the villains.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah. Some of it we don't want to get too specific into without right. revealing plot or anything like that. But yeah, what'd you think of the villains?
Yeah, but I'd say just in broad strokes that there's more than one villain in this film. And a lot of times that can make films kind of muddied and hard to figure out what the motivations are and who's doing what and why. But I don't think that happened in this film. I think they handled it very, very well, and it was believable and scary, and the stakes felt real. So I really liked the way it handled the evil in this film.
Yeah, I think the villains really fit within the story. They did a good job fitting it in and representative of the time period and everything going on with that. I will say, I don't think they were bad. I don't think they brought the film down, but I don't think they necessarily elevated it, if that makes sense. You know, they didn't really elevate, the villains didn't necessarily elevate the film, you know.
Actually, I mean, I don't know. I like them a lot more than most of the villains we've seen in previous films, so I would say it did elevate the film, but we'll talk about that more in the spoiler review.
Yeah, that's fine. I disagree with you there. But I thought they served the story well. But this is clearly something that focuses on Diana. Right. So, I don't have any problems with the villains, but to me, they didn't elevate the film.
All right.
But I guess that's all we'll get into for non-spoilers. So we will be back tomorrow with our spoiler-filled review of Wonder Woman. But definitely recommend seeing it, Zach.
Definitely.
Thanks for listening. And make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.